Tango Tango Papa 2038, June 26, 2019.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you this evening from Eloy, Arizona. So it's been actually over a month since the last podcast. Sorry about that. Of course, I've been pretty busy with work and what have you, and I was home for a few days, and I thought maybe I would record a podcast while I was home, but of course that never ended up happening. While I was home, of course, the yard was pretty much out of control, and so I had to spend several hours mowing that. I think I mentioned it before. I had the homeadvisor.com website, I had contacted someone about, or I sought someone on homeadvisor.com to wash my house down. There's this product called Jomax. Wash the house down with Jomax and pressure wash it. And so it turned about, it turned out this, to be this woman, and so she started it before I got home. She actually started working on it, but then she only got part way, and then so while I was home, she showed up again to finish it, and so I was there mowing part of the day, or part of the day while she was there, I was mowing, and then she finished that, and so I'm pretty happy with the results, getting all of the crap that, that inevitably collects on siding. In my case, I have vinyl siding, but it really doesn't matter. It could be any kind of siding, metal siding, it can be brick, it can be wooden siding, painted, whatever. If you wait a few years, you'll end up with, usually it's moss, kind of a green, blackish type stuff that starts growing on the vertical surface, especially if it's on, if it's facing north, is that's the worst. I've seen it on trees that the part of the tree that faces north. You just have to wash that stuff off every so often. So I think, this woman, probably have her come back next year, next summer, and repeat it. Even though the house will probably be still fairly clean on the outside, it can't hurt, have her go over the entire thing again next summer, and really kind of keep it even that much more clean. Do think I'm going to do that, and I'm going to also do something with my decks, because I had her go over the decks as well with the Jomax and her pressure sprayer, and so I also bought some stain, sort of a stain sealer combination product, and whenever she gets time, I left that there. Whenever she gets time, then she can use that stuff and kind of go over the decks and sort of protect them from kind of further damage, because they're really not in that bad of shape. The one on the front of the house is worse because it gets a lot more sun in the mornings. The one on the other side is mostly in the shade a fair amount of the time, so You know, and those things are like 20, those were installed, 1995? So they're like upwards of 24 years old. So whenever she gets a chance, then she can do that. And then the other thing I did while I was home, I ended up buying a portable, it's a barn style building, 10 by 12, and there's this company. It happens to be in West Fork. They just happen to be located at, in West Fork. However, it's a it's a company that's based out of Kentucky. It's called Derksen, D-E-R-K-S-E-N Buildings, and they happen to have a location in West Fork, the town that I'm closest to there in Arkansas. And so I stopped by there and I looked at their buildings. Or they have a tremendous variety, and then plus they'll sort of build to suit basically whatever you want, within reason, I think. So anyway, they had a building there, a 10 by 12 barn style, with barn style doors. So I ended up buying that, and they delivered that. They got that delivered, and so that's there. And I, and then it promptly started raining the next day, and so I didn't really get anything, kind of put in there. But there's stuff that I'm going to put in there from the house. Probably, I want to store the motorcycle in there, and other stuff. So I don't want to completely junk the thing up, but 10 by 12 is a pretty good size. So did that. But it's otherwise it's just kind of hard to force myself to make podcasts. There are times when I just have to feel motivated to do it, and there are times when I just don't feel motivated, and if I don't feel motivated, I can't really force myself to do it. So that's kind of the way it goes. So I have a voice file from Voxer from Joel that we're going to listen to, and then I'll respond to it. So here is Joel.
Hey, Tom. Joel here again. And, not that I actually go and read this rag. I follow their Facebook group mostly because I am, or their Facebook page, whatever you want to call it, mostly because I just want to kind of keep an eye on it. I won't go seek it out unless I'm bored. What was the story? Now, granted, this could be an AP story, but there was a story about, Dollar Tree is going to start selling things above a dollar, and the article's headline attributed it to the increased tariffs against China. All right. Never mind that for years Dollar Tree has been struggling. Never mind that this rag, won't even let me read this. It's one of those deals. It's our local newspaper, okay? And they'll let you read X amount of paid, X amount of articles, but until you pay, you have to pay them in order to read every article or more than one article, And it's such an absurdly low number, like maybe three, it's not, not hard to hit that limit at all. Okay. and they must have also figured out, because initially when they started doing this, one of my ways to get around their stupid stuff was to actually copy the URL and then plug it into either another. Well, actually, I haven't tried another browser recently. I should. But I'll either plug it into another browser, or I'll plug it into the private or incognito mode so that it can't see my cookie. So, but It's the article, though. I mean, from what you know, they're saying, you know, what they're trying to do is try and play it off of is blame Trump. All right. And I know the media has been doing this for a while. They don't like him. All right. And they don't, they won't even admit what he did can work. For example, yeah, may not get our Mexican border wall, but guess what? There's going to be a border wall down by Guatemala, and Mexico is going to pay for it. And that's because they can't live without us. They can't lose all the money because of the tariffs. So Trump lifted the tariffs. Holy crap. Being hard with other countries is going to work. But does the media say, you know, I've read it. I didn't really, well, like I said, didn't really watch CNN, didn't really watch any of those news media channels. I got it from, I actually think I got it from Ben Shapiro, to be honest. But, you know, the other ones probably haven't said anything about it. Or they might have had it and they might not have said, oh, well, it actually worked. You know, they just reported the fact. You know, and more and more, I just see this, you know, if it keeps going this way, I honestly see us going to war. Either us going to war or somebody pointing out something that the Democrats have done that is so heinous and so bad that then people have no choice but to come around and come around the other way. Because the most ironic thing is you hear people calling Trump a dictator, but yet you get folks like Carlos Maza, which I don't know how much of that deal you knew, but it was because of him that Steven Crowder on YouTube was demonetized. Now, fortunately, it ain't going to hurt Steven Crowder anyway, you know, but what's worse, though, is some of the other YouTubers that have been hit. And what's even funnier, though, is some of the ones that have archived, like, old video clips, well, probably film clips of educational things talking about Hitler and Germany and things like that were also hit because Nazis. you know, so, yeah, it's going to come around and start hitting them. And I think eventually, my hope is that eventually they start coming around to see that the Bernie Sanders, the AOC's idea of how to run things is insane, like mega insane. Hopefully Pelosi, the same thing, you know. Go further too. I also think it's, you know, that certain states in this union are going to come to regret some decisions. Like I know that there are some that have said that they're only going to pledge their electoral votes by their state system. They're only going to pledge them to the popular vote winner. And something's starting to change, and I'm thinking that popular vote winner might be Donald Trump, and then they're going to be like, oh, wait, we can't, no. Yeah, you know, because I think, you know, they keep trying and trying and trying to get him, and it's not going to work. It's just not going to work. I mean, I don't see how this is possibly going to work for the Democrats, this tactic. You know, sad, really. You know, nobody can talk about actual issues anymore. It's all these ad hominem attacks. But, oh well, you know, life goes on. I serve a God that can forgive me for things that I've done already, and that can forgive me for things that I haven't done yet. You know, and ultimately he's going to be the one that reigns, not these people. See ya.
Okay. So thank you, Joel. I did see, you know, I'll start, if I can remember everything you talked about, I did see the thing about Dollar Tree. I've maybe been in a Dollar Tree store maybe twice. I just don't, you know, I know where there's this Dollar Tree store, and I think I've been in there maybe twice, and it wasn't because I was shopping for anything in particular. I went in there because I was with, I think, my parents or something, so, you know, went in there for some other, you know, because somebody else wanted something, or, you know, but I just don't shop in those stores. We have Dollar General, then there was this other store called General Dollar, kind of flipped around. Dollar General is probably the most prevalent one of the dollar stores, you know, and so there's actually one of those in the small town of West Fork, and then you got, of course, in, you know, there's a bunch of others in the rest of Northwest Arkansas. So there's a Dollar General in West Fork, and I go in there once in a while. Of course, they don't, you know, their idea isn't everything is a dollar. Their idea is that everything's, you know, inexpensive, and you know, so they have all kinds of different prices, you know, but a lot of it is, you know, with the eye that it's towards being, you know, as inexpensive as possible. And they're sort of competing below a store like Walmart. You know, they're competing, you know, kind of for the very bottom of the market successfully, I think. I did read one of the Dollar Tree articles, and I can tell you what the problem is. It's called leveraged, it's over leveraged. I don't know that Dollar Tree, it may have been, I think it's owned by another corporation, you know, some other corporation. I don't remember the details of the article, but I think it seems to me, and I might be wrong, that some other corporation had bought it out several years ago. And that kind of tells me they probably over, you know, it was sort of probably like a leveraged buyout type of situation where they buy the thing and then, you know, borrow the money to buy the company out. And, of course, somebody walks away with a lot of money, and then the company then is stuck with this big payment that they have to be able to make. And then if the sales don't hit the projections, they're in trouble. And so you have the thing like Toys R Us that went out of business because of that very thing. It would have been fine if it didn't have all that debt. But because it had so much debt, and then it did, you know, the sales slumped a little bit, or they didn't rise as the, you know, the insane projections suggested that they would, and they couldn't make the payments anymore, and it went bankrupt. Somebody walked away with a lot of money, you know, and then left the thing saddled with debt. So I think something probably similar happened to Dollar Tree. I don't know if it was exactly that story, but I can almost guarantee you there's debt involved. Because otherwise, you know, but, and because with that story, they were also saying that they were going to close a number of Dollar Tree stores. That's the reason I'm talking about that, because they did say that they were going to close some of the Dollar Tree stores. So, but as far as the, you know, the media is trying to, you know, drum up any kind of thing about the China thing, you know, the Chinese tariffs. They're trying to make people upset with it, with some of the articles. Excuse me. And I don't think it's really worked for them, because they've tried. I've seen a few articles that were attempting it, and it seems like it that never, you know, whatever they threw against the wall wasn't sticking, and so they sort of lost interest. You know, with maybe, you know, you'll have an article here and there where they mention it again to, you know, they're trying to turn the Trump base away from Trump. And, of course, that's not going to work. You know, it hasn't worked and it won't work. You know, and it's like I've said all, you know, for the last probably at least 2 years, Trump could, you know, he could be an axe murderer and I'm still going to vote for him. I don't care. So, you know, and I think a lot of people are that way, you know, so they keep, now they're coming back with the sex thing again. You know, some random woman has accused him of sexual assault again, and that, of course, and it's bizarre. I haven't even watched any of the interviews or anything, but I can tell you that it's just, you know, they're back to square one. You know, well, we're going to try all these things over again. They didn't work the first time. They didn't work the second time. They didn't work the third time. Maybe they'll work this time. You know, or however many times there were. And of course, it's not going to work. So, but there, I don't know, what do you do when people lose their minds? And some of these people have actually lost their minds. We really do need to bring back mental institutions. The state, you know, and they should be government-funded mental institutions. You know, like we used to have. That wasn't an ideal system. It had its problems. But it, you know, there are people that are, for whatever reason, can't control their mental illness. Now, I think to one extent or another, we all have our little problems and our compulsions and what have you, and what we have to be careful, individually, we have to be careful to not allow our own personal insanity to overwhelm us. And I think in, you know, in some cases it will, if it's given the opportunity. You know, it will, you know, we've been given enough rope so that we can destroy ourselves, we can hang ourselves. And that kind of includes, you know, the sort of things that fall into the mentally ill category. So, but what do you do with people that, you know, they're just completely insane? And of course, a lot of them are, you know, that are making the most noise, especially on social media, the far left types, you know, the Antifa types. 92%, I saw this article, 92% of them are living at home with their parents, which is, that's no surprise. You know, so it's really the parents, you know, how do we combat that? Do we make it illegal for adult kids to live with their parents? You know, of course, Obama made it so that, you know, with the Obamacare, you know, they made it so that your child, quote unquote, could be on the parents' health insurance until age, what was it, 28, which is, that's insane. You know, 28 years old, you're not a child anymore. Sorry. You know, and yet, you know, they've coddled, and you know, it's really absurd. And so all of these people think that they all are drumming now for socialism. They want socialism. They have no idea what it is. They think that you know, they think they know, but they really don't. You know, if you want to listen to something interesting, there's this guy that's been, you know, it's on YouTube. He does YouTube videos. He was born in the Soviet Union in 1971, and he ended up moving to America in 1990, I believe he said 1995, is when he had visited America about three or four times, and then the fourth time he ended up getting married and staying, you know, and he became a citizen. And so he has this YouTube channel called the Ushanka Show. It's U-S-H-A-N-K-A. And I think that's, if I'm spelling that correctly, it's that's the Russian hat, you know. You know, the fur cap type thing, you know, that Russians are famous for. That's what that word, you know, it's a noun, and that's the name of the hat. So that's called the Ushanka Show. And so this guy is going back kind of through his memories about, you know, kind of growing up as a, and he's doing it in chronological order, growing up in the Soviet Union and, you know, the good parts and the bad parts and sort of the ugly parts. You know, and of course, ugly parts are that they, you know, the lines for things were just absolutely endless, you know, and everything was always in short supply. You know, it was just horrible. Kind of a, you know, and of course you couldn't, you dare not criticize the government or you'd end up either dead or, you know, in some Siberian hellhole prison, gulag. You know, so it had its problems. Yet these people all think that, oh, socialism is going to be wonderful and it's going to be utopia. No, it's not. It's enslavement is what it is. But of course, their parents have spoiled them. You know, so this is the mentality. Their parents have spoiled them. They've given them everything. They didn't teach them. They didn't teach them how to work, have any self-worth of their own. So then, you know, and then the government comes along and, politicians come along. Oh, well, you can have this and we're going to entitle you to this and entitle you to that. And it's just utopia. A lot of people probably aren't aware of it. The idea of communism, you know, and I don't think it's very well explained. People think they know what communism is. There's never really been a communist state. You know, because the idea of communism is that there's the production ends up being so massive that money just disappears. And so if people need a coat or shoes or whatever it is they want, they just go to the store and take it and they don't even have to pay for it because the production's so massive. And that's the idea, that was the idea of communism. And of course it's never, that's impossible because nobody has, in the Soviet Union, nobody had any incentive to work because you got paid whether you worked hard or you worked not very hard. So most of them just, you know, kind of sloughed off and didn't work very hard. And so there were shortages of everything. Everything, government owned everything. Everything was a planned economy. Everything was a monopoly. And, you know, it was, you know, a hellhole, basically. So, you know, but these people are living in a dream world. And the reason they're in it, the parents are maintaining the dream world for them. You know, the parents are enabling them to live in their little dream worlds. And the best possible thing that can happen to people is that they're hit with reality. But, as long as the parents keep supplying the money and keep the adult kids living in the basement, you know, supplying them with this and supplying them with that and protecting them from reality, then, you know, they're never going to change. You know, so the only thing that can really straighten them out is, you know, reality comes along and then hits them upside the head with a 2x4, and maybe they can come out of it. Some of them can, some of them can't. But the biggest lie that parents, you know, those kind of parents that coddle their kids tell themselves is that, oh, I love my kids. No, you don't. You don't love your kids. Why are you lying? You quit lying to yourself. Quit lying to everyone around you. You don't love them. Not if you're coddling them. Not if you're not teaching them how to work. You don't love them at all. You're just using them. So, so I don't know what's going to happen. Are we going to end up with some kind of a civil war? I guess it's a possibility. I don't know. I really hope not. You know, if it may not happen, it may happen at some point in the future. You know, we don't, you know, I don't want to see it happen. I certainly don't want to see it happen. But at the same time, who knows what, you know, you really can't say what's going to happen. Really, we just don't know. But at the same time, I think, you know, that justice is moving slowly forward, and I do think there's going to be a bunch of people that end up in jail. I think that, you know, it is possible that the Democrats in the so-called deep state, Republicans, have done things that are so bad that it's going to shock, it has the potential to shock people. I think that's a possibility. And if that's the case, then, like you say, then maybe some of them will have to kind of end up facing reality a little bit and, you know, kind of come out of it. But in the meantime, I don't know. The media, you just have to turn them off because 90% of them are insane. And they're in the tank with they think they want the socialism, you know, and they're ideologically possessed. And people that are ideologically possessed, you can't argue with them. You can't even have a discussion with them. It's impossible. It's not possible to argue someone out of their ideological possession. The best thing you can do is if you can, you know, like if you're supporting someone that's ideologically possessed, the best thing to do is to remove the support. And then they must fend for themselves. And if they can't fend for themselves, too bad. But that's what has to happen in order to have any chance at all of breaking the ideological possession is... they have to, you know, kind of have, you know, the biggest lesson is to learn how to support themselves. So, and then if it gets beyond a certain point, if they get too old, then they're, you know, I don't know, they may be lost. This YouTuber, this Yushchenko show guy, was saying, you know, whenever the Soviet Union kind of fell apart in 1991, he was only like 20 years old. So he was young enough where he could kind of accept the fact that the thing fell apart. And he was able to sort of accept that and move on. And then he ended up moving to the United States. And he's, you know, he's got his own, you know, he became a citizen. And he works hard, obviously. And he's got, a wife and a son and a daughter. And, you know, he's a success story. But people that were older than he was, probably in their 30s and 40s and beyond, once the Soviet Union fell apart, they were lost, you know, and they haven't really been able to cope very well. And, you know, things ended up kind of getting worse to a large extent, you know, in some of the former Soviet states. Things have kind of become worse for them, and because they simply couldn't adapt to it. It was too much. You know, it's kind of like somebody that's been in prison for, you know, years and years and years, and then I think there's a movie about that, The Shawshank Redemption, and it's been a long time since I've watched that, but the idea is the guy's been in prison for years and years and years, and then he's suddenly released, and then it's too much for him. You know, and I think he ends up committing suicide. But, you know, there's plenty of cases where people are, you know, been in prison for years and years, and then they end up, you know, they're released, and then they'll end up deliberately committing a crime, so they end up back in prison. Because at least in prison, you know, they've got free housing and free food and free health care, and they don't have to fend for themselves. They don't have the stress of fending for themselves. You know, and so that may be the fate of some of these snowflakes. You know, and that reflects right back on their parents. It really does. So, but so I don't know what's going to happen. I do think that William Barr is going to, you know, he's proceeding with the investigation, and as I say, as I've said all along, the wheels of justice move very slowly. But I do think that there's going to be some prosecutions, and there's going to be people that end up going to prison. As well they should, because once this has been exposed, once we know the crimes were committed, if we don't do anything about it, if we just let it slide off, then we can just kiss our country goodbye. You know, we're going to end up with some kind of dictatorship in one form or another. So, anyhow, I think I'm going to go ahead and cut this off. Hope everyone is having a great week, and I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.